As a dentist, I see patients smile every day. However, no one is happy to see signs of oral cancer, particularly with patients who use chewing tobacco. I see the severe consequences coming from dipping. I'm Dr. Steven Spitz with Smile Boston Cosmetic and Implant Dentistry. As the dentist on record for Boston's baseball team, I've introduced them to Jake's Mint Chew as a healthy alternative. Jake's is a USDA certified organic mint that has no tobacco, no nicotine, caffeine, or sugar. Jake's packs like the real thing with no harmful side effects. Go to jakesmintchew.com to order now. Chew healthy. Chew mint.
Need to break away? Take the short drive to Lake Lawn Resort for their stay and play package. Package includes overnight accommodations in their Lakewood or Lodges guest room, one round of golf per person, and $25 food beverage credit per person. Visit lakelawnresort.com.
Time out, Chicago. It's game time. The Buffalo Wild Wings daily reminder for tonight's games. Tonight, Chicago takes the field against KC at 7:10. Wall-to-wall TV's great food and excellent drinks. B-Dubs, the only place as obsessed with fantasy football as you are. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
MasterCard and Stand Up To Cancer are teaming up. Now, when you use your MasterCard to dine out and pay for a meal of $10 or more, MasterCard will donate to Stand Up To Cancer up to $4 million, one precious cent at a time. So call up your friends and start making dinner plans. Because friends who sit together, stand together. MasterCard and Stand Up To Cancer. Priceless. For more information, go to priceless.com/causes.
Applies to qualifying restaurant purchases made with U.S. MasterCards. PIN transactions ineligible. Stand Up To Cancer is a program of the Entertainment Industry Foundation.
By any of the 102 Chicagoland O'Reilly Auto Parts stores, where you'll find everyday low prices on the parts you need to keep your vehicle at its best. Our guaranteed low prices ensure you're always getting our best deal. In fact, we'll match any auto parts store's price on any like item. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Sort of can.
Don't miss any of the Score's continuing coverage of Bears training camp live from Bourbonnais, featuring all your favorite Score shows, Bears experts, and Bears players and coaches, right here on Chicago's home for Bears fans. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. Scoreboard update.
From the Score Update studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. Bears got back to practice this morning down in Bourbonnais after last weekend's Family Fest. Matt Forte, Pernell McPhee, Michael Ola, and Kadeem Carey all taking part in practice this morning. Receiver Kevin White did some running on grass for the first time this season, but wide receiver coach Mike Groh says he's not sure if White will catch up in time to play in the preseason. Nevertheless, it was a good day for the offense. Among other things, Jay Cutler connected with Alshon Jeffrey for a 60-yard touchdown pass. Minor roster move today. The Bears reportedly working on shipping offensive guard Ryan Groy to the Patriots for linebacker Matt Wells. That deal was reported as complete earlier, but two sides apparently still working on it. No baseball at Wrigley Field today as the Cubs get the day off after a four-game sweep of the World Series champion Giants. Cubs now lead the Giants by 3.5 games in the race for the second NL wild card. They did all this with Starlin Castro on the bench, with CBS Sports' John Heyman told Mully and Hanley was the right decision.
Starlin Castro has had a very rough season, really bad, to have a 575 OPS at this point in the season. This is the right decision, and I give them credit. They tried a little bit to trade him. I mean, as much as you can at this point. Selling low is not easy to do, and it's probably not the smart thing to do. They basically would have to give him away at this point.
You can hear more from John Heyman at MullyandHanley.com. Dan Heron gets his second start as a Cub tomorrow night. White Sox, meanwhile, back in action tonight against the Angels. Chris Sale takes on Matt Shoemaker. Pregame with Chris Ronji starts tonight at 6:35. Disgraced cyclist Lance Armstrong is fighting the federal government's attempt to review his medical records from his time being treated for cancer at Indiana University. The government has sued Armstrong to recover more than $30 million paid to him as captain of the U.S. Postal Service team during his career. And the NHL Players Association has filed a grievance against the LA Kings for the termination of Mike Richards' contract earlier this summer. The Scoreboard Update is brought to you by Robert Morris University, Illinois' Graduate School. Accelerate a master's in sports administration at RMU. And with 3,000 slot machines, over 60 tables, games, award-winning dining, and luxurious accommodations for gaming, for dining, for entertainment, for adventure, Four Winds Casinos escape the everyday. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to Chicago's number one sports radio station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
To you by Del Frisco's Steakhouse. Eat where the players eat.
Four
Bowers and Bernstein. Afternoons on the Score.
Sit 'em or bench 'em. Bowers and Bernstein's fantasy football segment.
Andrew downtown, you're on the Score.
Hello?
Oh boy.
Yes, Andrew.
Yes, hello.
You're on the radio.
As far as fantasy football goes, I've got the first pick coming up in my draft, and with the emphasis now on running back in a lot of leagues, would you guys go with Adrian Peterson or Peyton Manning?
I've never played fantasy football and never will. I have absolutely no clue.
Tanny, you want this one?
I'd love to know more about the league, though, first before I give any type of sound advice.
I think you should tune in to Sit 'em or Bench 'em when we do that weekly. It's a weekly feature on the Bowers and Bernstein Show where we take fantasy calls on Sit 'em or Bench 'em.
What day did you guys do that?
Thursdays. At 4.
Yeah, Thursdays at 4. We're going to do Sit 'em or Bench 'em this year.
And so. Fridays at 4 as well.
Yep.
And then Saturdays at 2.
Kenny, are you going to help this guy out?
Well, I don't know what kind of league it is. We're all dying to know.
Is it a point per yard lead, or how does it work? And how many wide receivers do you get?
Well, it is a PPR league.
Oh, cool.
PPR. Quarterback.
Awesome. Love those.
But also, though, the passing touchdowns.
Oh, passing touchdowns. Barn.
Tanny, how do you feel about Brandon Belt?
Love him. Longtime Brandon Belt guy. I'd go with Brandon Belt number one if you can get him at number one.
Well, I was a big fan of when Landon Cohen was actually on the Bears, and then he had that.
You were the guy. That's right.
That big Landon Cohen thing. Yeah.
Listen, if you have the first pick in your draft, I would go with Tony Gonzalez. I think he's gonna have a big year. So go with that. Thanks for the call, Andrew.
Only with Bowers and Bernstein on 670 The Score.
I'm Chicago Church.
I don't know.
Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Yeah, you know it's football season when Sit 'em or Bench 'em is in full swing. You never know when it's going to arrive. Occasionally we get the wayward fantasy football call and we go right into an impromptu Sit 'em or Bench 'em.
Hey, I'm all for doing it right now. I say we start Sit 'em or Bench 'em right now.
Well, the way things are going?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. You don't want it to be another one of these, but then you get a call from Beth in Utica, who's calling from 1956.
She thinks that every date, as soon as you go on a date with somebody, you have to have sex.
Well, what do you
them.
Think you're on a date for? You're entitled to it. What does she think she's getting herself into if she goes on a date with somebody?
Yeah, she honestly said that, that she was there. She was there in the bar. So what did she think was going
to
happen?
So any woman that walks into a bar automatically consents to having their body used as a sex toy.
Yeah, it's just a playground. That's all.
Ron in Villa Park, you're on the Score.
Dan, hi, Barry. How are you? Just a second. Let me get off a speaker. Dan, a few minutes ago, you said something. I was just curious if you could expand on it a little bit. You said that you would never look at Patrick Kane the same way again. I mean, with his past that he has and his run-ins with the law and not being a role model, I mean, how could you look at him any less, I guess? I mean, what is it
getting drunk and falling down and stuff that you hear, and we all, like, anybody who is connected has heard all kinds of stuff, but I never heard anything approaching this. Believe me, and those of us, especially on this Blackhawks team, there's all kinds of things going on, and especially last year, and all the off-ice ugliness with the Blackhawks last year, but this is different. You're talking about violent crime. You're not talking about him just being an idiot.
And we're still hearing from people on Twitter. I don't know if you saw a recent one. Our shaming of Kane is despicable.
Okay.
And our taking sides against him is despicable. Do you remember the part where we did that?
I don't.
Okay. Well, I'm asking you.
This thought from Glenn regarding our discussion about the altercation between Jake Peavy and Kyle Schwarber, and just how much fun that was, because Peavy's screaming at him and Schwarber was honestly looking at him with no clue,
like,
what's going on.
Out of your mind?
Right. Like, he's saying, all right, this guy's yelling at me now.
And what did I do?
Right. He was looking around, did I do something? And Glenn says, could someone tell Jake Peavy that since Major League Baseball has implemented time limits for different portions of the game, he no longer has to act like one of the mystical guardians of the unwritten rules of baseball? There are now, in fact, written rules covering this. Yeah, there's a time where the umpire tells you to stand in the box, but hey, look, Peavy's, that's how he's got to be. It's just who he is. It's how he's got to be. Well, every game I approach, I'm going to do everything I can do to win a game. And if it means staring people down, if it means walking around the mound, it means trying to control the tempo of the game. I don't want him staring at me like that. He can't do that.
He's always
look
been,
at me.
He's always been that way. always been that way. And you would think now with testing for amphetamines, there might be something slightly different about him, but he's just as as ever.
I never thought that was the issue with him.
He's a bunch of dirtbags, just don't quit.
Just don't quit. I'll throw 200, 300 pitches until they take me out. I'll be in the middle of fourth inning. I'll be in my 222nd pitch, but I'm still going to give my all because I'm doing whatever I can do to just dog out a win, dog.
He's nuts. He's absolutely nuts.
Yar. Nick in Bensonville, you're on the score.
Hey, Dan and Barry, how you guys doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. I know that you don't like it when that question gets asked, but I did it anyway because I'm an idiot.
It's really okay. Dan doesn't have any manners, but I'm all for it if you want to ask how I am.
Correct.
And I'm doing
all right,
just
fair enough. Well, it's just funny because the reason I'm calling is I'm a diehard sport. I'm 32 years old. I'm a diehard sports fan, or I was up until like 5 years ago. The Kane thing is kind of like the